So now that you know what a screening report is all about and what to look for, let's talk about best practices when you're reading your screening report. The first and possibly the most important thing is to be consistent when reviewing the report. The information within your report should be looked at consistently across the board, giving all applicants a fair shot at a rental. You should also look at the full picture. So most folks look at credit score and history first, then consider evictions and criminal to complete the picture. So starting with this credit score, this is obviously a factor that is an indicator of someone's ability to pay their rent consistently. Credit scores range generally from 300 to 800. I mention this because there are different types of credit scores out there, different flavors and different ranges. Different property managers have different thresholds they may consider for acceptable credit scores. Again, the most important thing here is to be consistent. So while considering a credit score is great and very important, the thing about credit scores is that they may not give the full picture. And we'll talk about that when we get into the rental payment history discussion shortly. Other things you should look for: a stable job history. If you are looking at a 12-month lease, you want to look for someone who has consistently held jobs for longer than 12 months. It's an indicator of whether they'll pay their rent on time consistently. And finally, rental payment history. This is not something that we've typically had a lot of insight into in the past, but Experian has been a great partner and leader in this area, really bringing this forward and creating the additional source of data that is super meaningful to property managers. There are definitely things that you will learn about a potential renter from their rental payment habits that you may not have seen in the credit score or history. In fact, we at Folio are strong believers that the future of the screening industry really is going to be based on this type of data. I don't want to put it out there that credit and criminal and eviction data won't be part of the equation, but we do think that property managers will put more weight on rental payment history because of the value it provides to them. So, in addition to these items, a few more things to think about. Once you get a report and review it, if you decide to deny an applicant based on the information in the report, it's imperative that you are very clear about the reasons for a denial. By law, you're required to provide an adverse action notice with specific information related to why the decision was made. And finally, if you have any questions, please ask. AppFolio is a great resource for you. You can call our customer success team for almost any question or contact our consumer relations team. They are experts in all things screening related and can be a great resource for you.